For the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. One of 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan was a Marine who grew up in the St. Louis area. KMOX Radio reports 20-year-old Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz of Wentzville was among those killed yesterday. His father, Mark Schmitz, says Marines came to his home at 2:40 a.m. this morning to confirm his son's death. Schmitz says his son was among a group of Marines sent back to Afghanistan to assist with evacuation efforts. The Midmo Pride Fest is returning to downtown Columbia this weekend. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
Janet Davis is one of the co-chairs of the Midmo Pride Fest and says things may look a little different this year due to COVID-19. The event will be held over 2 days with an entirely different lineup of entertainment and vendors each day. Davis says this was to include as many groups as possible while maintaining safety and social distance. She says Burl Behavioral Health will provide COVID-19 vaccinations on Saturday from 12 to 5, and the health department will do the same on Sunday.
So not only are we trying to be socially distant and safe, we're trying to help stop this pandemic by offering vaccinations.
The event is tomorrow and Sunday at Rose Music Hall. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.
A Cole County judge has declined to block Missouri's law declaring certain federal gun laws invalid and penalizing law enforcement agencies that enforce them. From Kansas City, Dan Margulies reports.
In a two-page ruling, Circuit Judge Daniel Green said the plaintiffs challenging the law, St. Louis County, and Jackson County, had other ways of challenging it. He noted that two pending lawsuits against the plaintiffs under the statute presented that opportunity. The law goes into effect tomorrow and imposes $50,000 fines on state and local agencies that seek to enforce federal gun laws. The Justice Department says the law has already hobbled cooperation between state and federal law enforcement. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who defended the law, called the judge's ruling an important victory over the Biden Justice Department. Schmidt, a Republican, is running for the U.S. Senate. I'm Dan Margulies.
Community clinics this weekend will offer vaccines at various locations in the Columbia area, including the Columbia Farmers Market, Albert Oakland Park, Meriwether Cafe in Rocheport on Saturday, at an NAACP voter rally in Columbia Saturday night. Also, vaccines will be administered at Columbia's Pride Fest on Sunday afternoon. The vaccines are free, no ID, and no appointment is necessary. Walk-ins welcome. More information is at kbia.org. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.